Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And back for his second appearance on this podcast is quarterback Grayson Lambert from the football team. Grayson, welcome back.
Thank you.
So do you see a lot of snow growing up in Jessup, Georgia?
Not at all. And I think a couple of weeks ago, that was the coldest I'd ever been. I think 0 degrees is definitely a new all-time low for me.
You probably don't want to repeat that anytime soon if you don't have to.
Exactly.
The last time most UVA fans laid eyes on you was the day after Thanksgiving in the final minutes of the Virginia Tech game in Blacksburg. You threw a touchdown pass to your roommate Zach Swanson that put the Hoos ahead, but then after the Hokies scored to regain the lead, you took a big hit and had to leave the game. You got hit hard on that play that knocked you out of the game. How much do you remember about that whole sequence?
I basically remember up until I got hit. And then there's a few seconds after that that are just kind of black. And then I came to and I wanted to go back in. I mean, I knew where I was at. I knew everything. I knew the situation. It's just I got knocked out a little bit.
You threw the touchdown pass to Zach. It had been a tough game for the offense, but you had a great drive. You go ahead. Tech comes back and takes the lead. But there was a minute 41 on the clock when you got the ball back at the 23. Do you remember kind of what the offense said? Were you guys thinking at that point? Just coming off a good drive.
Well, that was our thought process, is that we just did it. So why not do it again? And that was our thought process going in. We were saying that they left too much time on the clock for us and that we were going to go down and score. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But that was our mindset.
It was a tough season for you physically. You sprained your ankle against BYU in the fourth game and had to sit out the next three games. Then you got hurt at Lane Stadium. How long did it take you to recover physically from the season? And was your ankle even ever 100% again once you came back?
My ankle was it wasn't 100%. And I guess after the Virginia Tech game, I didn't work out and I didn't do anything physically for about 2 months. And that was per request of the medical staff, just to kind of let my body heal.
Right.
But coming back in January for school, we got straight into rehab, straight into lifting, and I feel great.
The team finished 5-7 and easily could have won at least two more games. What was the effect on the players of falling short after coming so close to becoming bowl eligible? Has that provided motivation for the offseason?
Definitely. It hurts. It really hurts knowing kind of the woulda, coulda, shouldas of last year. And it's definitely been in the back of our minds, moving forward into this offseason. We don't want to change the overall theme of unity, mm-hmm. but there's definitely some accountability stuff that's going on and some efficiency stuff that's going on this offseason that is definitely a positive thing for our team.
There are a lot of seniors on the team last year. Mm-hmm. Is there any different dynamic with those guys going, at least in the spring, this portion before the new guys show up in the summer?
Just the lack of familiar faces that had a huge impact for our team for multiple years. When you miss guys like Ant and KP and Henry,
right.
just to name a few, I mean, those guys are a big part of our locker room. But we've had a lot of guys step up. Just the guys that are here, like you said, there's no new players yet. Just the guys that have been here have stepped up, and we've kind of held each other accountable this offseason.
You played in 9 games last year, completed 59% of your passes for 1,632 yards and 10 touchdowns with 11 interceptions. Now that you've had some time to reflect on your first year as a starter, how do you assess your performance?
It was not good. I need to be way more consistent, protect the football, and put us in good spots to win the football game. And I didn't do that consistently last year, and that definitely needs to improve.
Obviously, no quarterback wants to throw more picks than touchdown passes. That would seem to be the next big hurdle for you to clear in your development as a quarterback. You're cutting down on the turnovers. Do you see those as correctable mistakes?
Of course. Of course. I can go back and put the film on the TV and show you every reason why that mistake happened. And I can basically assess that on the sideline right after it mm-hmm. happens and know what I did wrong. It's just now, you know, going out there and actually performing to a level where that doesn't happen again.
Film study is important for all players, but especially for quarterbacks. How much time do you devote to that?
I devote a lot of time, and especially during spring ball and during the season, I spend more of that time at home with kind of the projector thing that I have at home and watching it for hours at home. And right now I'm watching kind of more of, I guess, myself to a point where I can go out and correct some things that I was doing from a fundamental standpoint. And then I'll go and watch other quarterbacks from around the country and just kind of see how they developed over the season and just see how they kind of do things from a fundamental and technique standpoint to, I guess, kind of better your craft.
I mean, how much does it just make things easier for you, the fact that with the technology you can do that at home? And you spend enough time at the
exactly.
McHugh Center anyway, it's probably nice not to have to spend
exactly.
another 2 hours.
Yes, sir. It's very nice.
How's the winter conditioning program going? This is Ryan Tedford's first full winter as the head strength coach. And I know last year, after he took over, Ryan continued the program that Evan Marcus had started. Are there significant changes this time around?
I would say that there's a lot of improvements seen through the players with maxes, and that's to be expected from, you know, working out so much. But we've also changed kind of our conditioning and running program by adding the track coaches. The track coaches will come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays and help us with speed and conditioning and doing certain drills that will help us also, I guess, kind of relate what we're learning from a track standpoint to a football standpoint.
Right.
And I really enjoy that, and I think our team is really benefiting from that.
Spring practice starts on St. Patrick's Day, which is Tuesday, March the 17th. This will be your third year with Steve Fairchild as your position coach and offensive coordinator. How has your relationship with Coach Fairchild evolved since he's been here, and what does this continuity mean for the offense?
It's very important for us to have this continuity with him and this going or with us going into our third year. My relationship with Coach Fairchild is what it's always been. He's a great guy, a great coach. He's very easy to talk to, very easy to come and approach. If you have a question or if you want to say, hey, you know, give a suggestion, he's very open to all of that, and he's an excellent coach. And I think going into our third year and having that kind of familiarity with him and his offense, and it makes it very easy for us to change things on the fly, for us to add in new stuff, and it makes it a lot more fun as well.
First time you were on this podcast was last May, and back then you had never started a college game. Now you have 9 starts on your resume. How much different does it feel heading into spring ball this year, having that experience?
Experience is everything, especially for a quarterback. And to be able to say that you were blessed enough to start 9 games and go out there and, you know, learn from, you know, the good and the bad, it definitely helps your mindset going into another year. And like you said, spring is the start of it, and the experience really helps.
Matt Johns started while you were out with injuries last season. He gained a lot of experience, too, and he'll be battling for the starting job this year. Is it difficult or awkward to compete like that against somebody who's also one of your best friends?
Not really, because when you're on the football field, you're just thinking about executing and trying to be successful and help the team. And that's all he wants as well. You know, when we're off the field, we don't bring that kind of
right.
huge competition with us. And you know, that's what makes it easier.
It seems like you've been at Virginia forever, and yet you're only halfway through your college eligibility. Do you feel like a grizzled veteran out there now?
I mean, I do feel like one of the older guys now, and I do feel like I've been here forever. But it's really awesome to know that I have 2 more years.
Coach London has 2 new assistant coaches this year, though one of them already knew his way around the McHugh Center. Have you gotten to spend much time with Chris Beatty and Dave Borbley?
I've been able to talk to him a couple of times, but I haven't been able to really sit down and you know, have an extended conversation with them. But I really love what they're bringing to our team and to the program, and all the players have really embraced them, and they love them as coaches.
Coach Beatty will be working with the running backs, and he has to replace the top two rushers from last season, Kevin Parks and Khalik Shepard. Taequann Mizell is back, of course, as is Daniel Hamm. I've also heard good things about Jordan Ellis, who redshirted last fall. What do you expect from Jordan, who I believe is a Georgia boy as well, this fall?
Jordan Ellis is awesome. He brings a lot of power to the table. I think he got 160 kilos on the bench max, which is unheard of. I mean, he's 18 years old. So, I mean, that's awesome. He's got a lot of power, a lot of strength. But, I mean, I don't think that people realize he also brings a lot of quickness and speed as well. And he's going to be a huge asset for us.
The offense lost some big-time playmakers, including KP, Khalik, Miles Gooch, Darius Jennings, but it returns a lot of key pieces. What are your expectations for the offense this season?
We definitely have to step up from last year and be more consistent. And I feel like this year our mindset is that we need to go out and just make plays. We need to be playmakers on the field. We need to go back to kind of the mindset that you have as a football player in high school, where you know that you're one of the best guys out there and that you just have that confidence in yourself. I think we're going to go out this year and have a lot of confidence in what we can do and what we can accomplish. And I think hopefully that'll, you know, resonate and be evident on the field.
The offensive line was probably the biggest question mark going into last season, but for the most part, those guys acquitted themselves well. Ross Burbank is back, along with Eric Smith and Sadiq, Mike Mooney, Jack English, Ryan Dow, and Jack McDonald, as well as Eric Tetlow, who played some as a true freshman before redshirting last year. What do you think that collective experience will mean for the group, and should the O-line be a strength of the team this season?
Definitely. And we trust all those guys, and every one of those guys can play and will play and be a huge part of our success. And having those guys back and with the experience that they've been able to gain throughout their career is definitely a very vital part of our offense and very important.
For years, Virginia had liked to call itself tight end U because of players like Heath Miller, Tom Santee, John Phillips, Jake McGee. The tight ends were not as big a part of the passing game last season, and now Zach Swanson is gone. What do you see from that group this season? Rob Burns is back, but he caught only two passes last season.
Yeah, we've got Rob who can go out there and play ball. We've got Evan Butts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
Evan Butts should be a huge target for us, along with Brendan Marshall. Whitey got moved this offseason to tight end, and he's been running out there, running routes and catching passes like it's been his natural position. So, like, I feel like our tight end position will definitely be able to be a huge role in our offense.
You open the season at UCLA, then you come home to play Notre Dame. Both of those teams have championship aspirations. Later in the fall, you'll face Boise State as well as William & Mary, which year in, year out is a strong FCS program. As a player, what do you like about the challenge that a schedule like that presents?
You get to play some of the biggest names in college football, and that's what you come to college to play football. I mean, that's what you do it for, is to go out. I mean, we get to go to the Rose Bowl first game of the season and play UCLA. That's a huge contest, a huge matchup for us, and we're definitely excited to be able to do that and to play the likes of Notre Dame and Boise State. You know, that's what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to play those guys, and it should be a fun game for us, and we're excited about it.
All right, one final question. I know you follow some of the other sports around here. What do you think of what the men's basketball team has done? Who do you most like watching on that team?
It's awesome. I love watching them all. I have a huge respect for our basketball team and all the players on that team and what they've been able to do under Coach Tony Bennett and how they carry themselves on and off the court. I just have a lot of respect for those guys, and I wish them the best.
Grayson, thanks again for stopping by. I look forward to having you back on during the season.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your spring break, and good luck with spring ball.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.